Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Short and medium-lived atmospheric greenhouse gases are the dominant contributors to global warming over the next two decades and must be reduced alongside the dominant long-lived greenhouse gas, carbon dioxide. This, according to University of California at Berkeley scientist Stacy Jackson, in a study published recently in the journal Science. Unlike molecules of carbon dioxide, which can persist centuries in the atmosphere, the molecules of short and medium-lived greenhouse gases, such as methane, ozone, and particulate or black carbon, persist a few decades or less in the atmosphere. But these shorter-lived gases are much more potent than carbon dioxide in their effects on global warming during their atmospheric existence. Human activities that produce these shorter-lived greenhouse gases are important contributors to global warming. Such activities must be modified to reduce these greenhouse gas emissions through a set of policies and treaties that are different and separate from those for mitigating carbon dioxide emissions. Activities that create these shorter-lived greenhouse gases include rice farming, dairy and beef farming, human wastewater disposal, landfills, and coal, gas, and biofuel productions. For the Climate Change Report, this is Mel Hart.